Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Seven one, don't think I ain't gonna come get you. I'm coming to get you. Oh yeah, 7-5. I see you on film, boy. Don't worry, folks. I'm coming. 2-8. You too slow for me, man. You little dog.
He ain't blowing hot today, I promise you. Now he gonna do it the whole game. Hey, next play. All right, y'all get three and out.
You,
three and out right here. All right. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, I know. I got you. You know I'm with you,
Flex. Right. Oh, the BG Trash Talk. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Brandon Graham has found his way onto all three of our Eagles Mount Rushmore now. As if we've updated these. Move people off. Move people on. Is BG on your Eagles Mount Rushmore? You know, we put up a poll on this, and a lot of people, you know, I would say a lot of people, but some people were saying no. I mean, we do tend to get caught up in the moment, and he's the latest one to retire, and he's a great player, and then just won the Super Bowl. So I don't expect everyone to feel the way, you know, the same way. Not everyone. You don't have to put him on your Eagles Mount Rushmore. I just, when you add up 15 years and two rings, no one's ever done that in the history of this franchise. Mm-mm. Now Lane could get there soon. I mean, Lane's got two, and a lot of years, but not quite 15 yet. 55% early on in our poll do have Brandon Graham on their Eagles Mount Rushmore. 45%, though, say no. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. And what do you want to say to BG as he said goodbye yesterday to the city of Philadelphia, as a player at least? He'll be around for a long time, I'm sure, doing a lot of things. But as a player, we've seen the end of BG. Chris in Philadelphia's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
First time callers.
Well, I appreciate you, man.
Hey guys,
what are you thinking?
The Mount Rushmore thing, I love BG, great player. But for me, didn't make the cut. And it's really just for one reason. We got to remember the Eagles, before, you know, the late 90s, they were basically the Raiders. They were a team that maybe might make the playoffs but will never go far, had a lot of losing records, had good players in one area, but, you know, then they had bad players in another. And we were just perpetually a bad team. But then, you know, I think it's really came to me, McNabb and Andy Reid came to town, and then it changed things where we became like not a joke in the NFL. We became like a team that actually could put a playoff run together.
Well, it is when everything changed, Chris. I mean, look at the Eagles. I mean, I haven't done the math in a while, but I bet if you look at the Eagles' record as a franchise pre-Andy and Donovan and post-Andy and Donovan, it's totally different, Hugh. They went from being, and this is around the time you got here, from being a team that was rarely good to a team that's now rarely bad.
But I guess, Chris, my question to you would be, well, what does that have to do with BG being on your Mount Rushmore players?
Yeah, does it mean you want to put Donovan?
Why is he being penalized?
And Andy?
I know you guys aren't going to love this, but yeah, I'd put Andy up there. I'd put McNabb up there. Then I'd put Foles. And then the fourth spot, it would be like either Hurts or Lane Johnson. And like you guys, probably early for them.
Yes, for me, it's early for Hurts because he's only played here 5 years. I mean, we had Chris, our caller Chris earlier, who said Saquon. I mean, Saquon, yeah, I mean, look, and he played 1 year here. I can't do that yet.
It's nothing. I don't have a problem with you picking it, who you picked. But, I mean, if you didn't really give a good reason and why he wasn't on the Mount Rushmore, 15 years in NFL by anybody's standard, that's phenomenal. Like, nobody, yeah. Like, when you talk about, when you look across the records of people that have played in the NFL, like Joe told you earlier, it ain't too many cats played 15 years at a high level. I just find, yeah, I mean, you I, know, you can like what you like. I just find it kind of interesting that he's being penalized because so you,
not,
you feel like
I'm
that's the era.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. So,
you're fine.
I love BG, and I'm not trying to, like, put him down. He's great. But I think, like, really what – to me makes more impact is people that took a team that was, you know, maybe down in the dumps and then took it to another level. I think BG was here already after we had a upward direction with the team.
Mm.
Well, he was. Yeah, he was. I mean, the team had kind of fixed itself, right? Like Andy and Donovan and the run of the 2000s that he was part of. Chris, good phone call. So here's my question. Where do we come down on non-players on the Mount Rushmore? Because Andy has a very strong case. And you know who else does? I mean, if we're going
Howie.
If we're going non-players, Howie Roseman's been... You're talking about longevity. Hugh, I know he hasn't been the GM for this long, but he got to the organization decades ago. I mean, well, one day, Howie Roseman is going to have spent more time with the Eagles than probably any single person other than Lurie. I mean, like, he's probably going to spend... I don't know how much longer he wants to work. What's Howie in his late 40s, probably? Howie might be here for 40 years when it's all said and done. 30 years, whatever, 35 years. I don't know. Where do you come down, Hugh, on non-players?
Well, I mean, listen. Everybody understands it different. And I'm not trying to get on Chris about his take about anything. But initially, when you said Mount Rushmore,
I think players.
Of players,
yeah.
Given BG just retired, I think I'm not wrong in thinking that we meant players.
That's what I think. Now, there's no
rules. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's no rules to this. And I don't want anybody to feel like I'm attacking them in anything because we are in a literal society. But per the conversation that was being had and the fact that BG just retired, I automatically assumed that it was players, you know, like just strictly players. And that's why I gave players. Now, if we want to, you know, incorporate Big Red and Howie into that. Now that changes things. It changes things tremendously.
Yeah, I think players when I think Mount Rushmore first. I think it was did Elliot have Howie on his? I think I saw Elliot post this. We're gonna have Elliot later on in the show. Kyle, where do you come down on non-players on the Mount Rushmore? I don't mind it. I just my first thought is players.
Yeah, I would probably lean more towards players too, but like I don't think I'd push back too hard if you wanted to put Howie Roseman
I agree.
On the Eagles Mount Rushmore. Like, if there's going to be a non-player to go on it, it's got to be Howie.
And I think, you know, 5 years ago I would have said Andy if you're going to put a non-player, but Howie's won twice here. Andy didn't win at all. And Howie's team just beat Andy's team in the Super Bowl. They're 1-1 against each other. They trounced him. He crushed him. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Bruce. And then we got to get into a what-if story here, Hugh, that would have changed the trajectory of Brandon and certainly the Eagles franchise that I remember the rumor back in the day, but I hadn't really thought about it for a while until it was brought up yesterday. Bruce is up on WIP. Hey, Bruce. Bruce going once.
Moment too big.
Bruce goes back on hold. Nella is up next on WIP. What's up, Nella?
Yo, what's up?
Hey,
so, I think if we're doing non-players, Howie, but we're doing players here, and I think there needs to be a case for it's too early for Jalen Hurts. How about Nick Foles? He got us the first one, the miraculous win. He opened up the gates of the Super Bowl in Philadelphia. I think that Nick
is a strong case over Jalen for now. I think Jalen will get there in a couple of years.
That's where I'm at, Nella. I do think Jalen's trajectory says he's going to beat out Foles, right? He's going to have the best stats. He's going to have the most wins. He's going to be the greatest Eagles quarterback ever as long as he stays healthy and keeps playing well. But I'm still putting Foles today. That's my thing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the run that Nick Foles had in that playoffs is arguably better than Jalen Hurts did. I mean, the defense we had in that first Super Bowl win was not amazing compared to the dominant win that we just had on all sides of the ball. Back then, Foles was putting a lot on his shoulders.
Well, you're right. I mean, go back and look at the attempts. I mean, just the throwing attempts in the Super Bowl and the NFC title game. I mean, he was asked to carry a large part of the reason they won those games, for sure. All right, so you go with Foles. Who else you got?
And I think I got BG. It might be a recency bias thing, you know, Reggie White, but I do kind of agree. You go on NFL Films, it's going to be Reggie White winning with the Packers. They're not going to show him with the Eagles. So I think BG, Kelce makes a strong case. Nick Foles for sure. And then, I don't know, there's four people, right? It's a toss-up, but I just called in strongly to hype up Nick Foles. He needs to be talked about more. Especially, you know what, it's not like he just played one Super Bowl game and won. I mean, he's had a lot of career games with the Eagles. He had a 7-touchdown game. That's something, right?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, it's a Hall of Fame kind of game. Yeah, no, I think a few years ago, Nell, a good phone call. I think a lot of people had Foles when this was brought up 5 years ago. It's a matter of have all the guys that have won again, Lane, Kelce, who got back to one more, didn't win the second one, BG, Hurts, have they passed him now? That's kind of part of it.
And I don't mean this to crush Nick Foles. My issue with what his reasoning was for Foles over Jalen Hurts, that Foles had to do more, like maybe in the game, Foles didn't even play that whole season.
No, yeah, he meant the playoff games.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like if Nick Foles had played that entire season,
it would probably be a different story.
Are they the one seed?
Probably
are they
not.
Even there?
Probably
right?
Not.
Like, I think things are probably a lot different. Jalen Hurts went through the full season. Now, granted, missed a few games, but it wasn't a significant enough amount of time to where you're like somebody else was winning games for the Eagles to get them to that point. Jalen Hurts got the Eagles the top seed.
Yep.
Or the, you know, the number two seed, I guess, but and then took them through the whole playoff run. Like, that's not what Nick Foles did.
Yeah, and you know what, it's funny, and I hate to do it, but I don't think people realize how, I mean, it's still hard, but it's a lot easier it's a lot harder for the defense to play against a guy you don't have a full book on.
Oh, a guy coming in, a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because I would always say it takes at least 4 weeks, especially when you're talking about dealing with a young quarterback or somebody who hasn't played a whole lot. It takes 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks, to get a book on them. And the reason why it takes that long is because when you talk about the first game, it's initially trying to figure out what type of quarterback you are. You know, I think back on, who was it, Kevin Cobb. Mm. Remember he had a nice 4-game run when he was here with the Eagles. Broke a couple franchise records.
Oh, he threw for over 300 yards?
Yeah, he broke a couple franchise records. But as teams got a book on him, they started to play him better and it got more difficult for him. That's why you kind of look at it like that. When you talk about Nick Foles and the run that he had, well, that was like almost like a four-game run, four-game stretch when you talk about the playoffs, a couple weeks before the playoffs.
Yeah, so he played the last two of the regular season, and then he kind of sat the last week, and then the three playoff games. Yeah, five games in total.
Yeah, and so he was right in that sweet area where, you know, you knew enough about him, but not a whole lot, where he could still surprise you with some things. Because at that point, you don't have – teams rely on tendencies heavily, you know, when they scout other teams and, you know, if you're on the right hash mark, how you want to run certain plays, you run out of this formation on the right hash mark as opposed to the left and stuff like that. So I'm saying all that to say that a lot of teams didn't have a whole lot of history or a lot of background on Nick Foles when he went on his run.
All right, let's get to a what if here that I remember during the moment that was happening, but I kind of forgot about. And then I was thinking about the career of Brandon Graham yesterday. And actually, LeSean McCoy said something on his show that kind of caught our attention. Remember this? Listen to LeSean McCoy talking about the career of BG and how it almost did not continue with the Philadelphia Eagles.
The problem was, the people don't know, is Chip had so much control where he was trying to do different things. And if the owner would go against it or the GM, right, he would pull that cart. Well, hey, listen, you guys promised me when I came here, right? That was part of the deal. I get the whole operation. So they let him trade me, right? Because BG had the same issue. They didn't trade BG. The owner stepped in and said, no, that's enough.
All right, so there's LeSean saying that Jeffrey Lurie stepped in and stopped the trade of Brandon Graham away. So, Hugh, I went back and tried to find the rumor, like what was being talked about at that time. You ready for this trade that never went down that almost did? All right, so according to a rumor back in 2014, Bleeding Green Nation wrote about this. This was years ago, right? The Eagles tried to trade a second-round pick and Brandon Graham to the Miami Dolphins in exchange for pass rusher Deion Jordan. Remember, Deion Jordan played at Oregon, where Chip Kelly came from. There was a lot
He was trying to get his guy.
He was trying to get his guy. And if they made that deal, it would have been a disaster because Deion Jordan was not a good NFL player. And Brandon Graham, at that point, that was right in that spot where he hadn't he had kind of started to reestablish himself, but he hadn't shown everyone here how good he was yet. I'll just say it this way. They don't win the Super Bowl against the Patriots if they make that trade. I don't know what happens to Brandon's career in Miami. And Jordan, obviously,
you just never know. Probably not playing 15 years.
No, probably not playing 15 years. Who knows if BG ever wins. But the real loser there, Hugh, would have been the Eagles. They would have missed out on the last two-thirds of Brandon's career for Deion Jordan.
Yeah.
Man, that trade would have been a disaster. Which is a lot of Chip moves at that time.
Chip Kelly came in this mug wilding, man. I mean, I just remember I remember when they hired him, and I was not happy because he came in, he was different. Chip was different. And some of the stuff he did, when he traded away LeSean, I was just like, dog, what are you doing?
For Kiko Alonso.
Oh, Kiko, yeah. And it was like I said, the whole Riley Cooper chapter, that was wild. And just listening to some of the guys talk about how Chip Kelly interacted with him. You would think, in my personal opinion, you would think coming from Oregon and building the program the way that he did, in the way that he did, because he stole a lot of them cats from SC.
Oh, he was, and he had a lot of success.
He stole a lot of them cats from SC. You would think that he would be better equipped to handle NFL players coming from the program that he came from. But a lot of guys were like, Chip was different. Chip didn't know how to talk to people, especially on a one-on-one type situation. So, yeah, Chip was a different guy.
Well, and he also, when he had the year he was in charge, was a terrible talent evaluator for most of the time. I mean, like, the moves he made were ridiculous. And they're lucky he didn't do more damage there. I mean, they traded Foles and a pick for Sam Bradford. Foles was better than Sam Bradford. Like, they made moves left and right that didn't make any sense. Now, he did land some decent players in the draft, and he had a kind of a pipeline of college. He knew what he was doing there. But in terms of the NFL stuff, it was a joke. It was a good thing Brandon Graham was not part of that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Cut. Is it Cut? K-U-T? Cut in Easton. What's up, Cut?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Cut. What's up?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Okay, good. Hey, first of all, I got to get this off. Hugh, never got a chance to meet you. 54 years old. You're probably one of my lifetime favorite Eagles.
Well, thank
That's
you, sir.
That's first and foremost. Let's stop playing with this Mount Rushmore here, okay? Nick Foles cannot be on a Mount Rushmore. Yes, he made it. Mm-hmm. He gave us our first Super Bowl, but we know how he gave it to us. We find reasons to want to move the goalpost, okay? Brandon Graham, no doubt 100% Mount Rushmore. Labeled a bust. A lot of guys wouldn't have made it through what he made it through. To be here and have two Super Bowls on top of that, listen to me. I just told you Hugh Douglas is one of my favorite players, but I didn't have Hugh Douglas in front of Reggie White. I got Brandon Graham in front of Reggie White. I got Brandon Graham as one of the best pass rushers the Eagles has ever seen. Not just because of his play on the field, but everything that comes with it. The overcoming, the almost not being here. And when you mentioned Chip Kelly, you almost made me throw up my coffee in my cup. That guy shouldn't even be talked about. Okay? So here's your Mount Rushmore for Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts, Brandon Graham, B-Dawg, Jason Kelce. And at the end of the day, I do believe Hurts is going to surpass McNabb. But McNabb, up until Hurts' career is over, is still the best franchise quarterback this franchise has ever seen. But we always want to forget McNabb when we start talking about the greats of this organization. That's all I got, brother. I hope y'all have a great day.
Well, you got it, cut. Good phone call, man. We appreciate you. Yeah, I don't think McNabb is forgotten. I just think... I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that don't love, in retrospect, Donovan. Not that they didn't like him and appreciate how good of a player he was. Sometimes Donovan wasn't warm and fuzzy. I mean, that's just the
I mean, and that's who Donovan is. Yeah. Like, he didn't endear himself to the city.
That's a good way to put it.
He didn't endear himself to the city, man. And people are mad at him because of that. But everybody's not going to gravitate towards the city the same way. Like Brandon, for instance. And you, for example, because I was talking about this yesterday, you and Brandon are two of the most bubbly, most inviting individuals that I've ever been around.
Except when I'm yelling at Jewel last week about
but when you're out, you're always personable, you're always easy to approach and things of that nature. Brad's the same way. I'm not like that. I'm a little standoffish. I know that about me. And if anybody ever meets me, just know that it's not you. That's just my demeanor. That's just how I am. It's nothing personal. It's just, you know, got a lot going on in this mind, and sometimes I'm not always locked in like that. But that's a unique trait, man. Donovan's kind of like that. It takes a while for Donovan to warm up to people. And I think with everything that happened to him as far as the booing and everything, he internalized a lot of that.
It's almost we were giving BG credit, Hugh, earlier for channeling the negativity into positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost, I'm not saying Donovan didn't channel it, because Donovan had a great career here. But I always thought Donovan held on to that. Like he
did.
And
most people do.
Of course. He was booed the minute he got here. Literally.
That's what makes BG so unique, is because BG has that forgiving trait where, like I said, for me personally, if it happened to me, there's no telling how I would respond. I definitely wouldn't respond the way BG did. I would be angry. I would be telling all y'all number one every time I saw y'all. I would be different. I know that about me.
So I told you so, Douglas.
He would have been on. He'd have been on a tear if I'd have won two. And after y'all blew me out, that'd have been my whole speech. Y'all kiss my ass. I ain't got to be here no more. Like, you know, I'd have burned some bridges.
Yeah, we couldn't.
But that's not who Brandon is. And that's not an easy place to be, man, knowing that there's a possibility. And that's why I look at you, like, and I'm using you as an example, because I see the stuff that people say on Twitter, and I know it don't bother you not one bit. But it's always ironic to me that a lot of those same people that have the same vitriol on social media spaces, they'll see you and act like, you know what I mean, it's you're the best person on the planet. And Brandon did not hold that against anybody. He did not keep that from making him the person that he was or diminishing his day. I thought it was commendable when he talked about how his wife was an integral part in him not being closed off, and how she forced him to get out and be, you know, the bubbly, warm person he is. I mean, because that could have, I mean, let's be honest, that could have went either way. Brandon could be bitter right now.
Well, I mean, Hugh, we mentioned the trade rumor thing. I mean, at that point, I'm not sure if he knew about that, but he could have went and said, you know what, I'll go somewhere else. Yeah. Like, maybe it's better if I leave. Maybe if I, he stayed here. He played here forever. He played well forever. It really is an awesome story on top of being a great career in an Eagles uniform. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls on Brandon Graham. Your Eagles Mount Rushmore as well. Who do you first of all, do you have Brandon on now? We all do. We had to move some people off. Our Mount Rushmores that we updated here and changed. I went with, and I'm comfortable with Nick Foles. I understand that Jalen's going to likely end up better, but I'm putting a little just...
These are fluid.
It's five. He's only 5 years in. Like, I think you got to put a little more work in before you get to the Mount Rushmore. So I put Foles, Dawkins, Kelce, BG. And I give Foles the extra credit because he was the first one to do something that never happened here. Foles, Dawkins, Kelce, BG, my Mount Rushmore. Is BG on yours? All right, back to your phone calls on your side. We'll have Elliot coming up at noon today. Plus, we have to get to something on a team that is a lot less funny lately. A former Sixer and a Philadelphia guy absolutely crushed Daryl Morey over a recent comment. I mean, he went in and destroyed him. You're going to want to hear this. That's next. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.